The Montgomery bus boycott, the face-to-face confrontation at Central High School, was not the only showdown over segregation in the mid-1950s. Impatient with the slow pace of change in accords, African-American activists had begun taking direct action to win the rights promised to them by the 14th and 15th Amendments to the Constitution. Among those on the front line of change was Joanne Robinson. Boycotting segregation 4 days after the Brown decision in May 1954, Robinson wrote a letter to the mayor of Montgomery, Alabama, asking that bus drivers no longer be allowed to force riders in the colored section to yield their seats to whites. The mayor refused. Little did he know that in less than a year another African-American woman from Alabama would be at the center of this controversy, and that her name and her words would far outlast segregation. On December 1, 1955, Rosa Parks, a seamstress and an NAACP officer, took a seat in the front row of the colored section of a Montgomery bus. As the bus filled up, the driver ordered Parks and three other African-American passengers to empty the row they were occupying so that a white man could sit down without having to sit next to any African-Americans. "It was time for someone to stand up, or in my case, sit down," recalled Parks. "I refused to move." As Parks stared out the window, the bus driver said, "If you don't stand up, I'm going to call the police and have you arrested." The soft-spoken Parks replied, "You may do that." News of Parks's arrest spread rapidly. Joanne Robinson and NAACP leader E.D. Nixon suggested a bus boycott. The leaders of the African-American community, including many ministers, formed the Montgomery Improvement Association to organize the boycott. They elected the pastor of the Dexter Avenue Baptist Church, 26-year-old Martin Luther King, Jr., to lead the group. An ordained minister since 1948, King had just earned a Ph.D. degree in theology from Boston University. "I'm not sure I'm the best person for the position," King confided to Nixon, "but if no one else is going to serve, I'd be glad to try." During the bus boycott, Montgomery's black citizens relied on an efficient carpool system that ferried people between more than 40 pickup stations like the one shown. Walking for Justice on the night of December 5, 1955, Dr. King made the following declaration to an estimated crowd of between 5,000 and 15,000 people. "A personal Martin Luther King. There comes a time when people get tired of being trampled over by the iron feet of oppression. I want it to be known that we're going to work with grim and bold determination to gain justice on buses in this city. And we are not wrong. If we are wrong, the Supreme Court of this nation is wrong. If we are wrong, God Almighty is wrong. If we are wrong, justice is a lie." Quoted in Parting the Waters, America in the King Years, 1954-63. King's passionate and eloquent speech brought people to their feet and filled the audience with a sense of mission. African Americans filed a lawsuit and for 381 days refused to ride the buses in Montgomery. In most cases, they had to find other means of transportation by organizing carpools or walking long distances. Support came from within the black community. Workers donated 1/5 of their weekly salaries, as well as from outside groups like the NAACP, the United Auto Workers, Montgomery's Jewish community, and sympathetic white Southerners. The boycotters remained nonviolent even after a bomb ripped apart King's home. No one was injured. Finally, in 1956, the Supreme Court outlawed bus segregation. F.J.